Chapter 9. Echoes from the Past.
Hey, are you all right? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
Sorry to bother you. It's my friend. She needs help.
Okay. Come in, it's raining hard. So, what's the matter with your friend?
She fell off her bike and hurt her ankle. She's on the path, up there.
I'll get the first aid box. Why don't you take your shirt off? You're wet through. Oh, that birthmark.
Madam, are you okay?
Yes, yes. Quickly, let's get into the jeep. That poor girl must be waiting for us. Hello, don't worry. Let's see your ankle. Oh, by the way, my name's Susan.
I'm Samuel. Sam for friends. And this is Tracy.
Hi.
You're lucky. The cut isn't serious. And your ankle isn't broken. Tomorrow you'll be all right. But you won't be able to ride or walk very well for a few days. What you need now is a nice cup of tea and some dry clothes. Samuel, put Tracy's bike into the jeep and help me with her.
Okay.
Thanks, but we've got to go back to the campsite. Everyone will be worried. I think I can manage.
No, you can't. Anyway, can't you phone? I'll drive you to the campsite later.
Tracy, Susan is right. We can get in touch with Mark. I've got his mobile number.
Later at Susan's.
And so you live here alone?
I'm not alone, actually. I've got 3 dogs, 10 sheep, and loads of other animals to keep me company.
Were you born on the island?
No, I came here a long time ago. More than 10 years ago.
This place is called the Reserve, isn't it? It's a bit unusual.
Unusual?
Why did you decide to move here?
Why? Oh, it's a long story. Well, I think I'd better drive you back to the camp, or they'll think you've been kidnapped.